This is Hannah Reichart, Emergencies Communications Manager, reporting for Save the Children. We've heard today that more than 1 million people have been affected by the flooding in Pakistan caused by the very heavy monsoon rains. 400,000 of those people are in fact children, who we know to be the most vulnerable in terms of their physical strength, their vulnerability to disease, and also the wealth of protection issues that they face. We know that 1,400 people have died, and it's likely that that number is in fact much higher, as the scale of devastation is really still unfolding, as many parts of northwest Pakistan remain isolated and completely cut off. In the Swat Valley, 90% of the bridges have been destroyed completely, meaning that close to 30,000 people remain cut off from relief. Our staff on the ground have reached the northern part of Swat Valley by using all variety of transport. They've hiked for hours, they've used donkeys, and they've reached communities who are desperately in need of assistance. They're running out of food, they have no access to clean water, the water sources they normally rely upon have been polluted. That might include the rivers nearby as well as their village wells. They don't have access to household goods, basic supplies such as blankets, candles, things that they need to keep themselves warm and safe. Save the Children's already started distributing supplies to people and things like plastic sheeting, which is just so important to keep people dry and safe. We'll be distributing things like food and hygiene equipment, basic items like soap, which help people to keep clean and healthy in a very unsanitary environment. Our concerns for the future are significant. We're worried about how families are going to recover their livelihoods. We know that thousands of hectares of crops have been destroyed and thousands of animals have been killed by the floods. People would need support not just now, but in many months to come. We also know that thousands of schools have been destroyed and health clinics. So the work really will stretch for months to come. And the bad news is that the rain has not yet stopped, and it could well worsen before it gets better. We're seeing increasingly high river loads in the Punjab region, for example, and it could be that therefore the flooding extent could well swell south. The important thing to remember is action is taking place now, and aid agencies like Save the Children are on the ground doing all they can. We've launched an appeal for $10 million and we've started to move our own funds to the programme now so that we can get cracking. And I think the most important thing now is that we get moving, we move our supplies as quickly as possible. We've got health teams already working on the ground treating people, and time can't wait.